Welcome back to Goblets and Gays. Toss it for my players to introduce themselves, who they're playing, and then we'll get rolling into things.
Hi, I'm Maki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Gravewing, the Nagaji Sylph Vigilante Monk slash Air Cadeticus, who also uses she, her pronouns, and she is the party mom slash strategist of the rebellion.
Hello, hello. I'm Alyssa. My pronouns are they, them, and I play Laith Idrisi IV, the matricidal Dampier Dandy rogue and spy master who uses she, any pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I'm playing Yurido, just Yurido still. They are our Nephilim, cursed boy of a problem. They are going to be the party and this rebellion's firebrand, and they also use they, he pronouns.
Hello, I am Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I am playing Alouette Veller, a totally normal Nephilim thaumaturge bard having a very normal and good time learning all about her way more cursed family. She also uses she, her pronouns, and is the Anathema Partisan.
Hello, I am Sparlock, and both me and my character use he, him pronouns. I'm going by Alistair Whiskerfield, wizard detective extraordinaire, as heir to the fine distinguished family of wizard mice ratzards. Isoki Arcanists. I swear I was always aware of it. I keep my whiskers to the ground to uncover the truth of the powers that be who subjugate us, by which I mean I'm our recruiter.
And hello to round off the group. I am Tick. I have he, she, they pronouns. And today you'll be playing Niall, a flesh warp sorcerer who is just a totally ordinary cook and quartermaster for the group and definitely not a cannibal. Parentheses, he's a cannibal. But it's a dietary restriction, so don't be too mean to him.
So, who wants to tell me what happened last time?
I'm rolling into my job like a little rolling creature. Last time, we had the power of women on our side, and lesbians. Alouette and Alistair managed to sneak off from the party and obtain some very important weaponry for the group that we had smuggled in advance, aka mostly for Laith, because Laith needs her knives. A girl needs her knives, what can I say? Like, honestly, peak. So we got some weapons, we distributed them. We met up with Whiskey Jack, and Whiskey was like, hey, I could give you guys some help, but all of you have to give me a little secret. And we're all like, yeah, that's fair. The level of importance kind of depends on the person. I, for one, hope that Whiskey Jack does not distribute this tea and scones recipe if he gets it, because if he does, he's dead fucking meat. Although he's just bones, as we'll see soon. A bunch of the other gays, which was Juniper, Laith, Moth Mom, which is Gravewing, and Lorelei, all went to the control room, and they were like, oh, the girls just need a little guiding round. And like in 3 seconds, we kind of just murked everyone in cold blood without hesitation, which honestly, shout out to the lesbians for getting all the crits. A round of applause, dare I say. So we got control of the room just as Cygnus came and lifted Yuri and Yellowjacket out of the floor instead of giving a dramatic speech about them. Like, hey, these guys suck. Like, a lot. I missed this dramatic speech, but that's basically probably the summary of it. And then it's like a toast to drinking poison. I mean, hating these guys. Definitely no poison here. As we're like, I think there might be some poison here. And so we ended the last session with the two gays of Laith and Gravewing descending from the fucking heavens, like the fruitiest fuckers you've ever seen, and doing a pose and everything. Laith literally using an ability called I'm So Cool. I don't care what a will save is. I am fabulous, you know? The power of being Delulu is a strong one. That's how she's gotten away from the Layette accusations as long as possible in-game. And then Whiskey Jack, like, taking off his hood, going sans Undertale on us all, a.k.a. actually showing he is Ghost Rider, and then summoning skeletons from the floor like it's going to be a 2010s music video, except instead of a music video, a lot of rich people are going to have a very bad time. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened last time. Now we've got skeletons on the dance floor, and we're going to start breakdancing with the devil. That's buble water, by the way. It's not alcohol. I just thought it'd be very thematic to crack that open right there.
All right. Yeah. We pick back up right as all of this is happening, lights, and, you know, the Lark's past sins are being revisited on them. Start with you, Yuri. What are you doing?
Taking this opportunity to deck Cygnus, and I don't think I have to worry about Tristan jumping into action right now, and so I don't think I need to tell them anything. I want to deck Cygnus and start like making sure the people I know that are here are getting out and trying to run as well.
Yeah, give me a melee attack roll.
My dice said fuck you specifically, deck Cygnus. I think it's a 29.
29? Yeah. 29 will hit. Roll me that damage.
I think it's, for me, it's still just a d4 plus my strength, because I'm not proficient on any of that shit. 6 whole damage.
Yeah, you clock him and, you know, book it.
Yeah, and I think I'm just yelling, like, no one drink the purple drinks. Throw them away. Throw it away.
I think it's safe to say that the poison is not going to be drank because everyone's a little bit freaked out about skeletons.
Yeah, skeletons, don't drink it. No, Yuri doesn't say that.
Yeah.
I would like to meet with Lou specifically since they're probably the closest. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Tristan will sort of split the difference and run towards Gravewing. It's really the only other person he knows there.
Yeah.
Hugging. Gonna hug you. And also, in the process of hugging you, is going to, like, pull off, like a little weird necklace she's wearing and just like spin it so it catches the light and casts like a rainbow prism on the floor, which is gonna summon your gun.
Oh.
Not like, your good big gun, one of your little guns.
Maybe like the pistols or arquebus?
Whatever, if it's one bulk, I brought it.
Okay. I'll say one of the pistols, like, that's the new trick. Hugging back and just, thank you. We need to make sure everyone gets out of here now.
I got the other one too. Hold on. I believe we said we brought the bigger the was it the
Sarant?
Yeah, he
so brought the Sarant. I will also fish that out from under the skirt.
Hold it. Okay, incredible.
This is why the skirts are big.
You're so right.
Incredible pocket space, Tamiya.
Great.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
I've got better. It's been a couple days, week? We can talk about it later.
Okay. I just gotta do our okay. We should get out of here.
Yeah. I would like to scan to see where everyone else is.
Yeah, it's a little bit chaotic currently. So if you want to look, give me a perception check. And it's kind of also at this moment, you kind of start hearing the clicking noises as the gears in the ballroom are shifting. You can kind of watch as some of the walls start to move and shift.
That's only an 18 for me.
I'd say you see Laith, you see Tristan, you see Gravewing. You don't see Alistair or Niall.
Okay. I think I'm going to motion to, maybe Gravewing to, with my Sarant, like, to head out. I'm going to say, is the house moving you? Is that us?
That's us.
Incredible. All right, we need to get going now.
I point to where I know the servants, the hidden servants, exits, entrances, whatever, are. Paths, that's the word I'm looking for. I point to them. But I'm not going to say much. I'm just going to point to them. Also, I don't hug my fucking brother-in-law. This is not the space or time for it. But I do pull a gun out of my bloomers. We'll give it to him.
Okay.
He will take it sort of like quickly, deftly, you know, check it, make sure it's good, and sort of tuck it into, you know, his pants as he's like looking around. And as soon as you point towards the servants' entrances, he's also aware of them as well as somebody who's lived in this house before and would sneak out quite a bit. And we'll start moving with you towards them. What is everyone else doing?
There was a guard with Yuri and Cygnus and Tristan, or did they stay down?
There were like guards near there, but like everything has kind of gone into a bit of a chaos.
Great. Then I am shepherding people towards the exit. By people, I mean my people. And keeping an eye on Cygnus.
Yeah, he is sort of like looking around, and Hugh watches. He's like kind of got his hand over his cheek, and he's watching all of this go down, and maybe deciding to make a quick exit as things have turned a little bit pear-shaped. And luckily, he's not a lurk, so the skeletons are not targeting him.
Does that mean they're going towards Tristan?
He's not a lark.
He's not a lark anymore.
Only a name. Okay.
Yeah, he's...
Mm-hmm. I see.
He gave up that name.
They don't
he's not even a lark in name, like, theoretically anymore, because they disowned him, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. So it was just for show. Cygnus was just... Okay, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, like, I guess you could say to, like, this society... You'd see him and be like, oh, yeah, I know you. You're Tristan Lark.
You don't need to get into it. I just like, that's what I heard. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch as these sort of skeletal remains of all of these servants who were killed years ago start to grasp at some of the larks, and it kind of looks like they're trying to pull them down into the floor.
Oh, this is so fucked up.
This is perfect. I love this guy.
Alistair is just staring, like, this is not how I expected this party to be ending.
When I recognize what's going on, I just say, go get him, Mom. Look him up, Dad. And I'm dipping so hard, guys. If you see, if there's a particular skeleton that's like got wings, just ignore that. That's that's important for later.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, you know?
Could everyone give me acrobatics, athletics, something, a skill they're going to use to exit the ballroom quickly? Or if you just want to make a straight up attack, like say you're violently pushing through people, that is an option.
I'm just gonna go with stealth because I'm honestly I'm getting out of here. I don't cool confrontation with sibling later, probably, hopefully not. Who cares? Get me out of here, sir. Ma'am.
Could I make an argument for performance and dance my way out of here?
Sure.
Woo! We're getting by on technicalities, baby.
Can I get a penalty for shock? Not that it'll hurt
sure,
much.
Sure, take a minus but... one.
We're not getting out of here on technicality. That's a 15.
I kind of want to use a hero point because I want to succeed, but failing is also fun, but I'm going to use a hero point.
Like, even with a minus one, that's still like a 30.
How do I get... I'm going to shoot myself the fucking foot. That's it. I rolled a 3, and then I was like, I'm going to use a hero point. I got a nat 1, and I'm like, you know what? Mods, just kill this guy. That guy, I mean me.
I got 16.
Do better. Reroll.
I want to save a hero point. I already used one.
I got a 25 stealth.
Because I don't like these people, but I don't want to be like, fuck you, waiter. Fuck you, old lady. You know, like, I don't want to do that.
That's also like, well, pushing people, you're like shoving them and not really caring if you're like throwing the ground or anything.
Yeah. 29 though for acrobatics.
20, yeah. And with Tristan, enough of you succeed that you're able to make it to the servants' passages.
Thanks, guys.
Did y'all know there was going to be whatever that was?
Nope. No.
Hey,
nope.
Alistair, for just reasons, can you roll me a conspiracy lore?
Yes. And I want to blind GM roll too. And take that off.
Yeah, no, you're pretty sure you've read about whoever this is before, like whoever Whiskey Jack is before. There's a lot of stories of this traveler, this skeletal traveler who goes around, you know, buying and selling secrets, and, you know, seems to have a power over death, and, you know, quite possibly there are stories of him returning people to life for the right price as well. Or for the right reason.
So with all of that said, I say as I'm talking about this, we better have some good secrets for him when he comes to collect.
Yeah. We'll think about those secrets in a bit.
You know a guy for like 10 years and no, you don't. You don't really know him. What the fuck?
You're telling me?
Yeah,
please go.
You start to push through these servants' passages and Gravewing. Give me a do a society check. It's things have changed a little bit since you've worked here, but not enough so that you're completely lost. And as you come out of the building itself, you kind of come to this part of the where the house, you know, meets the rest of the district, and then there is a bridge sort of leading over a small like canal that people use for water, and there's a figure standing in the middle of this bridge. a figure in a veil.
Oh, you're new.
And I'm going to need everybody to roll initiative.
Roll, Raggy. Like, who is that NPC? It's Pikachu.
I mean, we certainly have
Mimikyu, silly.
We certainly have the Pikachu base meme, though.
I got an 18.
27 for me.
I got an 11 because apparently my rolls are beans.
28 for me.
15.
18 for Alistair.
Cousins, get good. Stop using your cousin die. They're cursed.
I didn't.
I use a different dice.
I'm using it on principle.
It said no, actually. Not today.
Leith, you're relatively sure this was your mother at one point.
Oh no.
Oh, that's worse. That's not who I thought it was. That's worse.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Oh no.
Are there people chasing us, or was there sort of enough chaos in running through this servant's entrance that we don't have anyone behind us for now?
There's enough time where there's not somebody absolutely chasing you. There you go.
If we take too long, there will be more.
We want to rearrange ourselves real quick.
Yeah, if you want to do that.
I was going to be like, look who's in the front.
How about no?
Yeah, I was. That's why I'm like,
oh no.
Me grab everyone's initiative because I forgot something on the map. So I had to quickly add that.
Oh, you don't have to add things to the map. I think it looks great. It's perfect as is.
Is the canal like fast moving? Could we just jump into the canal?
For some reason, it didn't take my 18. If you wanna do my initiative down.
I don't know how Yuri and Niall and I all rolled better than the dead person. We rolled terribly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great for us, but also...
Also, damn, okay, my bad. My good, dare I say.
Did you roll a one?
Side note, I just need you to know that the name is extremely funny, and I'll tell you why later. We're kind of shaking hands too often, Aubrey. Stop touching me.
It's like you've been doing a show for 5 years together or something.
It's okay. You don't understand. Like we were talking a bit because I was talking. Later. I'm sorry. This is just very funny for me.
It's Aki and I have been on the weirdly same wavelength for a lot of things about Noxlight. Where I have an idea and I say it, and Aki is like, I had the same idea. It's just awesome. So it is the bride's turn, or formerly known as Leith Idrisi.
Mind on that initiative.
Oh, did you say Lady Idrisi or Leith Idrisi?
Her name is also Leith. Leith
Idrisi. Yeah, she's the third. Was the third.
Is now the fifth? Question mark?
I hate this. I hate it here. I fucking hate it here.
So it is her turn, and you kind of watch as she moves in sort of an unnatural way, as if something is puppeting her. Leith and Gravewing, you saw this before. You watch as she moves forward in this way, and then... with her last two actions, unleashes a howl, a agonized howl. And I need everyone to make a will save.
Can I use my roll from last episode?
Yes, you can.
Sweet. I'm not scared of you, Mom. I'm too hot to be scared.
I'm too sexy to feel parental fear.
26.
Hey, late, fuck you. 32 within that 20.
28.
Jesus Christ. I really
also, Also 28.
That's an 18 from me, which is not very good. We don't think we have any more hero points. I already used the one.
We should have two yeah. by now. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to use a second hero point then. Actually, I'm grabbing my physical dice. I don't trust like this. Never mind. I lost my physical dice. I have to trust like this. I don't know where they are.
DC is 28.
Come on!
Shoot.
Oh my god!
Every hero point I've used in the past two sessions has given me a nat one, and quite frankly, I need to go put myself in a fucking...
No, did you get a nat one?
Again!
Oh!
No. can I have a pity hero point at this point?
Please.
It's the finale, baby. I would have failed if I did not use my thing. So I'm so hot, I succeeded. Fuck you, Mom.
I'm gonna shoot myself in the foot.
I did fail, but I don't
every day
think
I
I'm
wake
gonna
up,
roll
I guess
better,
I
frankly.
Fucking will.
Because I rolled a 16, and the odds of me improving that are not that high.
So, Yuri, you're critically succeeded. You're not gonna take any damage. Everyone who succeeded, take half of 35, so 18.
Niall,
Aubrey, I think I'm just dead.
Take 70
damage.
Yeah,
I'm just dead, Aubrey.
Wait. That's the critical fail?
That is the critical fail.
Yeah, I'm at zero health, guys.
You're
not dead, but you're at dying too because it was a critical hit.
We have like four healers right now.
This is gonna be fun.
It's a way to start, bro.
Great. Kick myself in the shin.
Every time we fight parents, somebody goes down in first round, by the way.
That's where I was originally,
that.
Right? I accidentally was trying to do negative. And it wasn't on Numb's Lock and was moving me around with the number pad.
I don't remember. But luckily for you, she cannot use her howl again for three rounds. And then it will bring us to Graywing. It is your turn.
My gate was activated beforehand. I never turned it off because we were in a situation where I kind of needed it. I still need it. I just want to let you know. Is it a free action to step? I cannot remember.
No, it's still an action.
It's still an action to step. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not okay. Until later.
Okay, no new stuff for me. I have guarded movement. So I'm going to use my first action to kind of pull up on this rear here so I can be behind her.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty sure that will provoke because it's a fucking thing. It will provoke an attack opportunity if she has it. But I do have guarded movement, so I do have... circumstance plus 4 to my AC when that happens.
Yeah, she'll strike at you with her claws. Or a 25.
Doesn't hit. I am okay. A 29 now.
Yeah, you watch as from underneath this veil and this dress is just whatever, this body is desiccated and you can kind of see as the fingers themselves have formed into these long claw-like hands. And they come swiping out at you, but you're able to dodge back really quick and they miss. And then it's the rest of your turn.
They miss. And I will a flurry of blows. And if I can do stunning, if I also hit, that would be great. So, yeah. Well, let's do that. I think I also can, I'm pretty sure at level 5 I got it, but like my punches should be able to break through like resistance when it comes to magic or something like that. I just punch super good now. 26?
26. 26 will hit.
26 will hit. And then... Nat 20, fuck you.
All right.
I'm sorry. Bishojo dice, everybody. We're not sponsored, but the Bishojo healer's dice. Just what they're beautiful. They're bigger than usual, so it's nice and chunky. We're not sponsored.
But we could be.
We could be. We could be.
The card you got is Busted Shin. Until healed, the target is clumsy one and takes a 10-foot status penalty to land speed.
All right. You'll get a total of... I have a Bane Rune as well. I feel like... It might apply, but I'll double check with you. It's on aberrations.
She counts as an aberration.
Ooh, I think Laith also has the Bane Rune. Okay, cool. I don't remember what this rune does, though. Do I have it? Can I...
Allowing you to deal more damage to these type of creatures deals 1d6 extra additional damage of the weapons type to the chosen type of creature.
Okay. Then I guess I roll 2d6 again really quickly. Stand by for math. And it's just the additional weapons type, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just gonna add all of it for you really quickly. Mm-hmm. 42.
42? Okay.
Yeah. 42. Wailing on her. I run by, dodge a claw, go in low to fuck up her shins or knees or whatever she has now. And then just pop out, cracking it like two more times, one in the stomach, two to the head, like that kind of vibe. Just, I'm fully Molly Whopping your mom. Laith. I was going to say Alyssa, like just straight up. And I think I have one more action. I don't want to go crit fishing just yet.
Didn't you move?
I move, that's one. And then flurry of blows.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And then I don't want to go crit fishing just yet. I want to see what happens for a little bit. So I'm gonna have my wayfinder. Is that what that item's called?
Yeah, wayfinder.
Wayfinder. And it lets me use shield. And I'm just gonna pop a shield because shield's one action, I think.
Yes, shield is one action.
Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. And that's what I'm doing. That's my whole turn. Getting ready for the next fucking round.
All right. And that'll bring us to Yellow Jacket. You watch as he sort of surveys the area around. There is some, some smaller buildings like a shed or like a part of the greenhouse on one side. So he's going to spend his first action to climb it. Really quick with his athletics, you watch as he easily grabs a couple of handholds and pulls himself up and pulls out his gun with his second action. And then with his third action, sort of takes a steady shot at the bride. Jesus. For a nat 20 for a 35.
Let's fucking go, boy.
This is a gun.
With a fucking pistol, that's nasty.
If you're fucking a bug or if you are a bug, nat 20 is all around.
So the card is called Painful Poke. The target is stunned one. And hits for 21 damage. Which is respectable for just a dueling pistol.
It has dueling pistols have fatal D10s, Aubrey.
Yeah, it did. Okay,
just making sure.
Yeah, I rolled it on Boundary. And it has all the stuff in there for it. But yeah, that is his entire turn, and that'll bring us to Laith.
So Laith remembers the last time we faced this thing wearing her mother's face, and so shouts to the group, "It's not worth fighting, just run," and attempts to tackle her over the edge of the bridge into the canal.
Hey, give me an athletics check.
I don't know if it's helpful that she's stunned or clumsy for this. I'm hoping it does, because my athletics, despite being expert, is not great. But that is a 30.
Right, and you're attempting to shove.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, if I have action, to go yeah. with her, like, yeah. if I have to go with her, I'm willing to do that.
Or I guess it would be forced movement.
There is shove, there is trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whichever of those gets her into the water, theoretically.
Yeah, we'll go with shove. So with this, it is only a success. It will only push her back 5 feet.
Does stand still proc?
I don't think it does, because that's forced movement.
It's forced movement. So it's
that's what I thought. I thought I'd ask anyways, just in case. It'd be funny if I could kick her in the head and push her too.
I have attack of opportunity now. Let me see if that works. I think it's probably the same thing, but
it's the same thing. It doesn't like unless it specifically.
Oh yeah, because they make the move action. Yeah,
yeah. They don't make the move action. They are forced to move.
Yeah, I think you get to get that at higher levels.
There is ones where it's specifically like a creature moves out of your like range of attack.
Yeah,
that's what. It's an athletics check. Yeah, you can push your mom 5 feet and then stride after her. Essentially, you're going to have to push her one more time and succeed to get off the bridge.
Okay, I will attempt it again at a... Do I get, like, the finesse for this?
Yeah, it has the attack trait, so it doesn't have finesse, so it will be at minus five.
So it's at five, okay. Here we go, plus 12 for my athletics. Gonna use a hero point because that's a one. It's a 20. So it's 20 plus 32 minus 5 is 27, but it's a nat 20.
Nat 20, so that would be it's literally it squeaks out a success. But because it's a nat 20, it still makes it a critical success. So yeah, you can push her off the bridge into the canal. Was there a particular side you wanted to?
The right side. Whichever side is downstream, probably.
It would be like that side would be... The current is going that way.
Okay, yeah, the right side, so that she's... Like, she'll have to go further with the current to get up the steps.
Yeah.
Sorry, other side from that.
Oh, other side. Okay.
Yeah. And that's my turn.
All right. Alistair, is that your turn?
All right. I will designate this random thing as a person of interest.
You're interested in Late's mom, I understand.
I'm throwing over my fiance for my mom.
Once again, passing Alistair around like a blunt.
So that's my first action, and then because they're a person of interest, free action to devise a stratagem. I think I got a target. That is a two.
That is a two.
I'm not going to be able to do anything useful with a two. I have a very specific thing that I need to double check. I did that. There we go. Okay. Attack stratagem. If you strike. Good. All right. And so she's downstream is to the east, right? Like she's going downstream away from the stairs that we see.
No, she will be heading down that way. Essentially is where she is right now. The current will carry her that way, towards the stairs.
Towards the stairs. Okay. Oh, shame that electricity doesn't do anything special with water. But actually, and how far away is she? What's the vertical height?
It's probably about 20 feet down.
That's too far. Like, I could get closer.
You should just run.
I should just
run. You should just run. says a voice in your head.
Okay. But while I have a moment to think, I will figure out what in the world she is. Would that be undead lore? Like, would that be the closest I have? I have undead lore, eld lore, and then the regular knowledge skills.
It would be an occultism, probably. Would be your best bet, because not undead.
Yeah, fair enough. So that will be occultism. And you know what? I'm going to use skilled stratagem because I can do that. And you're not part of lead. So that is a 26.
A 26. Unfortunately, that isn't high enough. You're unsure because it. You've never seen anything like this before.
I mean, that is fair. And we need to go north, right? Or which way are we going?
Crossing the bridge.
All right,
crossing the bridge will take you out of the Lark Estate and into Silver Court.
So while I'm failing at this, I'm going to use my next two actions to move. If anyone else wants to, if you want to go on, I'm going to be heading across the bridge. Okay. Which will take me there. Okay. I won't go all the way, though. I'll go about here. That's a good distance. Scurry, scurry, scurry. And that will be my turn.
All right. And that'll bring us to Yuri.
Okay. I am going to move to where Nihil is.
And I'm going to perform a battle medicine. I am an expert in medicine, so I believe I could do the DC 20 check.
What if you did battle medicine and we're both boys?
Yeah. Yeah, what if? You're about to find out.
Then it would fail.
No, that's actually a 26.
Then you get hit points back.
I think that's a crit success. No, it's not.
It's not because it would have to be 30. Okay, but cool. Yeah, it's
a decent amount. Sorry, the action tabs doesn't give me the total amount, so I need to go to the actual thing.
It is 2d8 plus 10.
2d8 plus 10. For your sake, Tick, I will roll this.
Please.
That you get 23 HP back.
Beautiful.
And I would like to use my last action to reposition, which we could do to an ally. So if Niall just wants to critically fail, I could move them 10 feet.
Yeah, I'll critically fail. I don't mind being picked up by Yuri as a tree.
Can I get them on their feet with this?
Yeah, I'd say you can. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to see... you wake up to a weird like searing sensation as you see like Yuri has superheated the axe to cover your like wound that's opened up from heavy screaming, and you're like, I'm like, okay, time to get running, go across the bridge, and you're gonna get lifted up and pushed forward behind me.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would be on the battle map like right next to Leif.
There you go. Jeez, okay.
That is all of my actions.
All right, and that'll bring us to Lou.
Okay. Lou is going to note that we are all making a run for it. See the bride in the water. And is going to attempt to buy us a little more time before she becomes a problem again, and is going to reach into one of the pockets of her dress and withdraw out a string of finger bones that are all kind of like a loop and got a cat's cradle the finger bones and cast Osseous Cage. Attempt. I'm also at the same time going to flick that tarot card into the middle, so you have to do disadvantage on your reflex save.
Oh, hey, that is a 21.
You failed. Oh, you failed by one. Okay, so the card dissolves into smoke and then like reappears in her tarot pouch. It's not gone forever. Anyway, and then the like out of the canal, bones start coming up in a very reminiscent way to what was happening in the ballroom, but these aren't skeletons. These are just bones. And they form a cage around her. Creature inside the cage is immobilized until it escapes, uses an effect that can pass through solid objects or destroys the cage. And I have cage stats when you need them. It does provide lesser coverage to it, so, but it is a custom cage, Aki, so it is fit to size.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh no, I see what you're saying. Sorry, I thought you were saying if it's too narrow, the skeleton can get through it. I'm like, no, it's fine. Okay, anyway, yeah, so that happens.
Run.
These. And then I'm running. And then I'm going to run. I forgot how far I can run, but that's the distance I'm going to go. 25 feet.
Probably get around to where Alistair is. And that'll bring us to Niall.
Okay, I'm unmuted. I don't think there's anything I can do except get the fuck out of here. And that is the plan. So I think, I'd like to just get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Get me out of here. Heart emoji.
Okay, okay.
Goodbye. I shouldn't take it all off. You know what I mean. I don't know if I have, like, a third... Honestly, I don't really want to use my third action for anything except for running. I have spells, but it's like, she's going downstream, you know? Yeah,
just either shield or run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess for... I'll use two actions to run, because that was, like, 50 feet, question mark. That's 45 feet. Yeah, I have 25 movement speed. I don't want to, like, ditch everyone. I'll use a third action for shield, just in case someone, like, throws a projectile at me.
Hmm.
Like, die again.
All right.
Wait, hold on a second. How many slots is... Never mind. I'm good.
All right. It'll bring us back to the bride's turn. What does she have to roll to break out of the cage?
Let's see here. So she can either... Hold on. I had to close it so I could see what I was doing. She can make an escape... I don't know, it's just capitalized, so I assume that means something in Pathfinder world. Otherwise, she can try to destroy it, I assume, by attacking it. It has an AC of 10, a hardness of 5, 10 hit points, but it is immune to critical hits and precision damage. So hopefully, she doesn't hit too hard.
She's also stunned one,
yeah. I would copy this to show you, but it's being silly, so let me do it through the snip tool.
Let's see his cage. Okay.
I don't know if it's heightened. I don't freaking know. I just found out I had a second spell slot, so I don't know if it's heightened.
Heightened yet. So
I didn't figure.
She's gonna spend her first action to make a claw attack against the cage. That is going to hit.
I don't know how hardness works either.
Hardness essentially is after it takes that much damage, it's considered broken. So it is, but she does 15 damage with the one attack.
Yeah, well, it was a shot.
It aid in action.
Mm-hmm. Well, hardness, I think hardness is how much damage it reduces.
Reduces? Okay, then it would reduce it from 15 down to 10.
10.
Which is, still 10
but
hit points.
But it has,
okay.
Oh, never mind, that's exactly its hit points.
Yeah.
That's not precision damage, right?
No, it's just her claws.
Just checking.
Okay, and then she is going to use her last action to use an ability called Awful Approach. You watch as the form of this monster shifts, her body melding to what it needs to be. As she is going to stride twice.
Can she?
And
does she have more than three actions? Is that what's happening here?
No, she has two. But the awful approach allows her to move twice. So it's going to clear out of ground, and you all technically can see her. So I need a DC 25 fortitude save.
What if I say I'm looking away?
Yeah, you're still there. You can still see it.
My eyes are closed. I'm not looking.
What did you say the DC was?
25.
Fortitude. Do I have anything for fortitude?
I wouldn't use my last hero point because that would be a crit fail if I don't.
27.
It's just
Is this a disease or poison by chance?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a 20 for a regular failure for me.
I got a 13 and I'm really tempted to keep it because I think it's thematic.
I got a 12 and re-rolled it for a 13.
Buddies!
I got a 26. I get rights. Oh my god.
Once again, I'm not sponsored, but these dice are on V Shoujo. 31.
31?
Wait,
I should get a set of those dice that give me good luck.
They're very pretty.
Anyone who failed becomes sickened one. Anyone who critically failed becomes sickened two.
What was the DC?
25. Yeah. As just sort of watching this form shift and twist as she moves through the water surprisingly quickly, kind of just causes your stomach to turn and bile to rise. He is reaching out, consuming.
My heart keeps on beating.